USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As hundreds of thousands of people take part in the annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C., President Trump becomes the first president to directly address the March for Life crowd.
For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
Congressman Adam Schiff is accusing President Trump of putting Trump first, not America first. During the president's Senate impeachment trial, the California Democrat says the president's misconduct in the Ukraine scandal is incompatible with the office of the presidency.
This is Trump first, not American first, not American ideals first. And the result has and will continue to be grave harm to our nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your credit score is likely to change soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate debt will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pharmaceuticals giant Bayer is defending itself over allegations its popular weed killer Roundup causes cancer. This is the fourth trial after three juries already found the company liable. The case is scheduled to last several weeks. Bayer claims the ingredient is safe. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the impeachment trial in the Senate continues against President Trump, Republicans on Capitol Hill are discussing witnesses, who should be called and who shouldn't be called, and according to Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, he doesn't want to hear from anyone.
I was pretty offended by the idea that there's a record here and there's not one scintilla of evidence that Hunter Biden did wrong when you stop the House from calling Hunter Biden. So that's having your head in the sand. But here's the thing. I don't want to call Hunter Biden. I don't want to call Joe Biden. I want somebody to look at that when this is done. I think I've got enough from the public record to believe that their assertion, there's no there, there, falls short. I think I know enough about the Ukraine to believe that we didn't betray the country.
Investigators believe two people killed in a massive southeast Texas plant explosion worked at the facility.
Been in contact with families. We've made it, we told them that we can't say 100% it's their loved ones, but, you know, you connect the dots, the probability is high, very high that it's them.
Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo believes there's still a possibility of more victims, but it's all being sorted out.
We only have two people that are accounted for, and we have recovered two bodies. That doesn't mean that there's people that no one knows were in the area, and so we cannot say that whether or not there's more victims, but right now it appears a high probability there's only two victims.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.